Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to a very exciting After Effects tutorial. So today we're going to be creating an interesting blueprint reveal effect, and it's going to look something like this. Okay, so we have all this writing on and everything kind of comes together. You can see it kind of chalks in the lines and then fades into, you know, this could be anything. This could be a logo or, a product of some sort. The idea is just to be able to start with sort of a 2D and fade into your final graphic. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to create a new composition. And we're going to go ahead and work at 720p. We could do this and 23.976. And this all looks good. We'll choose OK. Now I have a few elements that we're going to be using, specifically a couple of textures from the Riot Gear collection available at the website. But you can also find your own paper texture images. Now you can find Riot Gear on the products page, and it's a collection of ink and organic elements, including some great texture. So that's where that's from. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to bring out this paper texture number 7. We're going to bring it out, and then we're going to rotate it and scale it up. Now there are higher resolution images on the DVD, but I just have these ones for now. And I also want to remind you that we have an After Effects basic training. Just click on the tutorial section and you can click on the After Effects basic training to learn all the shortcuts and all the basic stuff related to After Effects. So anyone can get started. So here we have our background texture. Now we're going to pre-compose the texture. So we'll select it, we'll choose layer, pre-compose, which is at the bottom there. Move all attributes and we'll call this background and choose OK. Then we're going to add a curves adjustment from the color correction option and also a hue and saturation. So we're going to give it a little bit of contrast, possibly even darken the image overall. And then we're going to tint it blue. So we'll turn on the colorize and we'll shift this over to a blue color, saturate it just a bit. So now we have our blue paper. The next thing we need to do is create our logo. So we'll just take the text tool, click in here. We're going to type Video Copilot. And I'm going to use Century Gothic Bold. And I'm going to scale this down, center it up. And I also want to pre-compose the text. Now I may make it just a little bit bigger. And then I'm going to hit layer, pre-compose. And this is going to be our title. And I'm going to choose OK. So now we have our title and we need to create the blueprint looking effect. Now there's a bunch of different elements that create that particular effect. We have the lines that run across, we have the scribble that gets filled in, and then we have the outline of the text. So all of these things are separate and we're going to work on them one by one. Now the first thing we're going to create is the animated outline around our title. So I'll select the title and we're going to choose Layer Auto Trace. Now the Auto Trace tool allows you to create masks from parts of your image automatically. So we're going to look at the alpha channel, meaning the transparency. Now these settings look like they work well, so we're going to choose OK. So now we have an outline that's been created onto a new layer. I'm going to shut off the original layer, select the auto trace layer, and I'm going to choose Effect, Generate, Stroke. Now the stroke effect is one of those cool plugins that doesn't necessarily get as much attention as it should. Now the first thing, we're going to change the paint style to on transparent, so everything goes away. We can even hide the masks temporarily. Now, we can use an individual mask or we can use all masks. And if we use all masks, then what happens is as we animate, all of the letters come on. Now, you can also see that they stroke sequentially. So that means that they don't all come on at the same time. But if you uncheck that, they will. So both options are good, just depending on what you're trying to achieve. So we'll leave it on for now. And we're just going to go ahead and animate it. So I'm going to turn on the stopwatch. move forward about 75 frames and animate it up. Now, I also want to create the scribble fill-in effect. So I'm going to duplicate our auto trace because we need another layer with those outlines. So we're going to choose Edit, Duplicate, and we can delete the stroke effect. And we can hide our outline, return to rename layers. And we're going to choose Effect, Generate, Scribble. So here's another cool effect. Now for this one, we want to change the scribble to all masks using modes. So that means we're going to make sure that our O's and things like that have a hole in them instead of filled in. So that's all that means. So if you want to think about it in terms of food, this would be a regular donut, and this would be like a jelly-filled donut where everything's inside of it and it's delicious. So hopefully that helps you out. We'll go and switch it back, and we're going to play around with some of the settings. First of all, we want it to be static. We don't want it to be bouncing around because it's just kind of drawing on. And we're going to be animating the draw on effect here. Now we do want it to draw on sequentially from left to right. So this is what we want. We'll go to the beginning here, set a keyframe, move forward to about 75, and animate it up to 100%. So now we've got, we turn on both of our layers. We have some outlines, and then we have some scribble being filled in. So that right there could be used for a number of things, but this is actually the last part of our great blueprint drawing animation. And by great, I mean nothing of the sort. Now then, we'll go and shut these two layers off. We'll turn our main title back on, and we're going to create a new solid. And this is going to be used to create our lines. So we'll choose OK, and we're going to turn the opacity down. So we'll go down to the transform, turn the opacity down to 0. And then we're going to take the pen tool, and we're going to draw some masks. Now this is the part where we can be a little bit creative, a little bit sloppy, and hopefully just make this thing look pretty good. So what we're going to do is zoom in, and we're going to look for diagonal lines. So here's an edge that runs across the O. But on the T, we don't really have a diagonal edge, so we're not going to draw a line there. But we also want to create perfect 45 degree angle line. So what we'll do is find a line about right here, hold down Shift, and click. Now we're going to hit V to go back to our Move tool, select these, and line it up with the edge. And make sure it's selected completely. Hold down Shift, and make sure both points have a little square. And then hit Edit, Duplicate. And then if we move it, now we have two. And then we can move these points around. So if I click on this point, I could drag it so that it's a bit longer, so that they're not all the same. But I also start losing my perfect parallel line. So if you hold down Shift, it'll allow you to create a perfect line that's going to stay at that 45 degree angle. So then again, we'll go ahead, hold down Shift, we'll duplicate it, slide it over, duplicate, and we're just looking for edges that are going to be running diagonally. So go ahead, you can do as many as you want or as few as you want. The idea is just to make it look like there's a lot of detail here and that we actually, you know, put some time into this, which we didn't. And just, you know, go through and start randomizing the lengths of these so that they're not all the same. So now we're going to do the same thing except in the opposite direction. So we're going to create a new solid. Okay. And we'll go ahead, hit T, bring the opacity down to 0, take the pen tool, and begin drawing lines this way. So we'll click, we'll hold down Shift, and then we're going to hold down Shift and move these over. And then we're going to hit Control D to duplicate it. And we're just going to make some copies to run along the edges. And we don't have to do every single edge, but let's make it look like we spent some time. And that looks good. So now we need to create some vertical and horizontal lines. So we'll create another new solid, and we'll call this diagonal 1, diagonal 2, and vertical. So we'll hit T, we'll bring the opacity down to 0, take the pen tool, and then we'll just start drawing lines here. So let's draw one here. Now the thing with the mask is it's going to want to continue the line. So what you can do is click away and then click back on the layer. Or you can duplicate the layer and do it that way, but either way. And I'm also holding down shift to make sure that these stay vertical. So keep that in mind. Okay. And then we'll create another new solid. And by now, we have the gist of it, and we'll call this horizontal. And we'll take the pen tool, and we'll just start clicking in here. Let's see. Bring that opacity down. And just start drawing. This is well on its way. So we'll move this down so it's actually touching. Maybe move this one up a bit. But these are just a bunch of little details that are going to really help make this effect look good. Now, one thing you can do is look at real blueprints. And they have a bunch of numbers and measurements and all these cool shapes and things. And you can try to incorporate those into your design to kind of play off that a little bit more. And it's kind of the same thing. You know, architects, they like to throw in all this extra, you know, information, numbers and measurements and stuff like that. And it's mainly to make themselves look more important. And I can totally relate. I do the same thing when I tell my friends what I do for a living. I just make it sound like I'm really important, like CIA spy, and I, you know, travel all over the world and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, that's all true, but I throw in even more stuff, which is just outrageous. Things I see in movies, things I make up in my head that I thought I saw in movies. A lot of good stuff. Obviously, I don't have a lot of friends because being a spy really takes up a lot of time. And plus, I had to kill a lot of them because I just told them too much information. I've said too much. So now we have our four layers. And what I'm going to do first is turn on the opacity. So I'll hit T. We'll turn it up to 100. And then we'll take the first layer, turn it on, and we're going to choose Effect, Generate, Stroke. Now, this is a very cool effect. And we're going to turn on the All Masks option. And we're going to do on transparent so that we have our little lines. And then we're going to animate the end position so that they draw on just like that. So we'll go to the beginning of the comp. We'll turn on the stopwatch for the end. Go forward to about frame 75 and we'll go up to 100 so that they draw on. Now I want to apply these settings to our other three layers. So here's a quick way to do that. Select the layer, hit UU on the keyboard twice. And then it brings up everything that's been changed, but it also includes our masks. So we'll hit Shift and then hit M. And then that hides the masks. And then we see our effects that have been changed. So we'll select the stroke, hold down Shift, All Masks, End, and Paint Style. So that selects all the parameters. We'll choose Edit, Copy, select our other three layers, choose Edit, Paste, turn them back on, and then we have all of our animation going off. Very exciting. Okay, so if I shut our title off and turn on our two outlines, we have this sort of animation where everything kind of draws on, somewhat random, but we can also see that most of the lines start to move over, and that's because that was sort of the order that we drew them. But we may want to randomize it a bit, so we're going to change the order of the masks, and we can do that by going into each layer, hit M, brings up the masks, and then we can simply move them around and reorder them. And this is just a quick, random process. There's really not anything to it other than just moving those around. And we'll just do that for each of these layers. So we'll just move them around. M. Now, if you move them around too much, you may find that they actually return to their original position. So don't do that. These are obviously good tips I like to include throughout the tutorials. So that looks a little bit more random as things draw on together. Now our outline may not be as random as we'd like it, but it looks okay. You can obviously change the order of those masks to get a different look as well. All right, we've made it this far, and let's take a quick look. We have some timing issues that we're going to work out so that we get it to look the way we want, but we have most of the elements that we need. And now that we see it all together, we can also go back through and maybe make a few changes to some of the masks, maybe make some of them longer so that they stand out a little bit. And this is just a matter of, you know, giving your art a little bit of a random look, so it's not just a perfect thing, and may not want those to touch. And again, just kind of go through and get it to look the way you want. Now we want the lines to actually look textured. So if we look at the original example, we can see there's somewhat of a texture in each of these lines, and we're going to try to work that in. So if we come over to the project, I have another texture, paper number 3, from the Riot Gear collection. And then we're going to take that texture and place it above the outline image. And then we'll solo those two layers. We'll take the texture, we'll rotate it, scale it up a bit. And we want to make sure that it's large enough to cover over the entire outline. And it is. And we'll take the outline and we'll change it from none to Luma Inverted Matte. And that's the track matte option. If you don't see that, just toggle the switches here. And we can hide the masks. Now, if we look closer, we can see the image is a little bit faded, but we want to really bring out that texture. So we'll take the paper, we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Curves, and we're going to play around with this curve. And as you can see, when I move it, it becomes more textured. But we want to maintain most of the brightness, so we'll give it a nice contrasted curve here. So we'll go with that for right now. And now that we have our paper texture, we can duplicate it and use it for all of the other image instances. So we'll choose Edit, Duplicate, or Control D, make a few copies, and we'll place one of them above each of the other layers. So one here, one here, one here, and we'll make one more. And then we'll take the auto trace, that's the scribble. We'll take the diagonal 1, 2, vertical, and horizontal. I'm holding down Control. And we're going to change the track matte to Luma Inverted. Now we're going to unsolo. And you're going to notice that those texture images are shut off by default when you set the track matte. So that's what we want. And now you can see our image has taken on a whole new life. And it looks like it's actually part of the paper. And it's drawn on with one of those fancy white pens that all the architect guys have and won't give me one. I've tried to buy them. You can't find them anywhere. There must be some sort of organization that keeps track of all the white pens. I'll find them if it's the last thing I do. But if it could happen sooner than later, that'd be good because I'd rather get on with my life. Let's go ahead and move on to the timing part of the tutorial. And here we want to make sure that some lines draw on first and then some more lines and then it starts filling in and the outline. So it's kind of a progressive effect, not just all at once. Of course, if that's what you want, well, you're all done. Just render it out and then send me a thank you card or a cake or a thank you card made out of cake. There's an idea. But for those who don't know how to bake, let's move on. Now we want to work on the timing. So we'll bring this up. We'll select each of the layers that have animation. We'll hit U. And so now we can see our keyframes. And remember, we want to start this with maybe some of the diagonal animation. So here's these two. So we'll start it with maybe those two. And we definitely want the fill, which is this one, to start later. So we'll move those over. And the outline can probably start a little bit after the diagonal. And the horizontal and vertical can also probably start a little bit later. So we start with a few lines and then the outlines start filling in and then the scribble starts filling in as the characters are kind of ready there. And we might even want the scribble to kind of go a little quicker, so everything kind of comes together quickly towards the end once everything is already drawn on. And we can, you know, stretch some of this out so that it all seems like it's happening at once towards the end. But either way, it's looking pretty good there. And we can also play around with the opacity of some of the layers. So we'll take the scribble here and we'll hit T and maybe lower it to about 60%. And that just creates a little bit of an interesting look. And you might also go into one of the layers with lines and change the brush size to maybe 1.5 and make some of the lines a little bit thinner, a little bit thicker. And that way it just has a little bit of a randomness to it. And even the outlines could maybe be 1.5 so that your mind doesn't start to figure out what it says. We can even lower the opacity to 60. And that way, while it's drawing on, it doesn't necessarily stand out to you and you won't read it until everything kind of comes together. But those are just little things you can play around with. Here, we're looking pretty good. So now that I have the animation finished, what I'm going to do is take it all and move it over just a little bit. So we'll take all this, slide it over a few clicks, just so we have some empty space before the animation begins. So the next step is to create the animation where we start very close and zoom out to reveal our grand animation. So what we're going to do is take Comp 3, which is the project we've been working on. We'll hit Control K and we'll call this Blueprint. Choose OK. And we'll take the blueprint and we'll drop it into another comp. So we're basically pre-composing it. So to create this animation, we're going to use a null object. So we'll choose Layer New Null Object. And then I've also prepared some special graphics. So if we come over here to the images, I have a line that was drawn with crayon because it has some very interesting texture. And we also have a texture of the paper somewhat close up. So we'll bring those two textures out. And we'll turn off the big texture and we have the line. And what we want to do with this is invert it. So channel, invert. And then we'll choose color correction, levels. And we want to crush all of the black area, leaving just this yellow part. And maybe brighten it up. And then I'm going to size it down so that it fits into our view. And we're going to change the transfer mode to screen. Now, right now, it's a yellow line, so we want to make sure that we tint it so that it's black and white. Now, we have a little bit of spill up here, but I'm going to mask that out. And we'll hit M and change this to subtract. And we might just feather it about 20 pixels so that we don't see a harsh edge. And that looks pretty good. I'm going to create a quick transition on. So we'll choose Effect, Transition. At the bottom there's Linear Wipe, which is this effect. And we'll set this to negative 90. And then we'll set the transition completion to 100. And that way we don't see it. And then we'll set a keyframe, move forward. And then we'll transition this down to 0. And here we can see that it writes on just like that. And what we want to do is put this into the comp as if it looks like it belongs. So we'll zoom in here, scale this down. Might want to rotate it so that it runs just along the bottom here. Better yet, let's start with a diagonal line. Just like that. So this looks like it belongs, you know, pretty good. And this is a good place to start. So now that we have that line that draws on before anything else, we're going to use that to zoom into. So I'll take the null object, move it right to that point. We want it to get pretty close. So zoom in. Line it up right where that starts. And here's where we're going to do some parenting. So make sure that you see the parenting and we can right click, make sure that the column for parent is showing. And we're going to take the blueprint background and we're going to parent it to the null. And then we're going to take the line and we're going to parent it to the null as well. So now if we animate the null, everything will work together. And I'll show you what I mean. So for the null, I'm going to bring up the transform properties, anchor point, position, scale, all that. And we're going to move forward to about when everything comes together. Right about here, frame 135. We're going to set a keyframe for the position, scale, and rotation. And then we'll move forward to the beginning of the animation just when we see our line that we created, which is right here. Hide the masks and start zooming in. And as we zoom in, we can start to see the texture of this crayon. So we'll zoom in pretty close and then we'll rotate it about negative 45 degrees. And we might even move the position over to about eye level or right across the middle of the frame. So now, if we look at this, we can see it grows out, the camera backs up, and everything else kind of draws on. So that's what we want, although we do need to refine the animation a bit. But before we do that, there's one other important thing, and that is adding in this other texture. When we zoom in close, we don't really see any texture. It's kind of blurred out. So we need to add a higher quality texture, similar to the Earth Zoom tutorial. So we'll turn on that close texture. And remember, it's not parented to anything yet, so we can move it around. And I'm going to change the transfer mode to overlay. And it's a bit bright, so we'll add a curves adjustment. And if I toggle this on and off, you can see I want it to be a bit darker. So as we darken it, we can really start to see that texture. So maybe a little bit darker. All right, that's pretty close. So that's good. We have some extra detail at that microscopic level. And we can then parent this to the null. And so then our whole animation is going to bring that texture with it as it backs out and finishes up. Of course, we can see it, so we want to feather the edges of that. So we'll add a circular mask by selecting the layer, double-clicking on that. And then we want to feather it out, so we'll hit F, bring up that mask, and turn the feathering up, which will hide that edge. And we can bring the expansion in to about negative 200 as well. So if we look at that layer by itself, it's softened and it'll blend a little bit better. So we'll unsolo that and might even darken it a bit because I can see it's a little bit brighter there. Okay, so far so good. We need to refine this animation though, so it's a little bit more gradual. So we'll go into the null object where our animation is, and we can probably shut these textures off for a moment because they're kind of large and they're a bit slow to render. So we'll go to the beginning here, and what we want to do is take the rotation keyframe, hit F9 to add an easy ease curve. And we also are going to go into the track editor, click on that keyframe, hold down shift, and drag this over so it very slowly begins to rotate. And then the other thing we need to do is add an exponential scale. So we'll select the two keyframes and only those two, and we'll choose animation, keyframe assistant, exponential scale. And then if we look at this, we have a much more gradual animation that pulls out. We'll turn our two texture images back on. Hide the null object. And we'll take that line that gets drawn on. Let's feather the end of that just about 5 pixels or so, just so it's not a harsh edge. And let's make sure that this kind of follows the timing. So we'll take that line, we'll slide it over just a bit. And that way the camera starts moving first, then the line starts to get drawn. And then you can see our other lines start getting drawn on as well. But I think that's coming on a little too soon. Let's go back into the main blueprint and slide our layers over. So we'll take these and just slide them over. So the animation's backing up. And probably not till about right here do we want to start seeing more of this. So again, Let's move this over. And the reason we don't want to see it is because we're too close and we can see that there's not a lot of detail. But if we wait till later on, then it's okay that everything comes on. We won't really see that being a problem. And then since we move that, we probably need to adjust our animation. So I'll select all the keyframes, hold down Alt, and just move that over. And the other thing we can do here is duplicate the line and maybe rotate it. And maybe stick it somewhere else. And what that's going to do, just give us another thing to focus on that's going to be in high detail. So here's that line, and you know, you could add some more if you wanted to as the animation goes on. But the point is, have some detail that's really sharp in the beginning, and then everything else will kind of come together. Now for the final part, let's go to our project, open up our title, and we're going to create a new solid. And we'll choose OK. We'll put it below. Do Effect, Generate, Ramp. We'll change it to Radial. Use a black color, maybe gray, to a light blue. Maybe add a drop shadow here, perspective, drop shadow. So whatever your main logo is, we're going to go ahead and fade that in. So we'll bring it out on top of everything. And as everything comes together, we want to fade it in. And we can also parent it. Make sure you do it at the end of the animation. Parent it to that null object. So it will actually move a little bit. And you can fade it in during that move. So I hit T, hit 0, fade in that final title. And there you go. Now we're going to finish this off with some quick color correction. So we'll create a new adjustment layer. And we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Curves. And we want to give this maybe a little more contrast. Possibly a little bit more green. So we'll go to the green channel. Just turn that up a little bit. And then we're going to create another new adjustment layer. And we're going to add a circular mask. So we'll click on that. Set it to Subtract. And we're going to feather it. And then we'll choose Effect, Curves, and darken it a bit. This is our vignette. It's going to create sort of our tunnel vision. Also help hide, the low detail areas. All right, so with a little bit of work and tweaking the timing, you can get that to look just right. Now, to create this little chalk effect, just check out the website. Look at the 3D Sparks tutorial, and then also the Cold Breath tutorial, the Frosty Breath. Now, the project file for this is online. You can check out the Particle World settings I used to create the spark at the beginning and play around, see what I did differently, try to come up with your own ideas and do something very cool, more intricate, more detailed, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun. Now for a final touch, you can add this grid, which is just a black solid with a grid filter on top of it. And I've parented it to the animation, just like the large texture image. And as always, check out the blog and our great forum. Ask a question. We're happy to help you out. A lot of great people there. And of course, be sure to check out our great products. And we've got a new one out that I should tell you about quickly. I've been working on it for the past like 5 or 6 months, and it's pretty awesome. We have a 2K version and a 720p version, only $100, and you get a lot of crazy action stock footage and some cool tutorials. Check out that promo video, and you can see tons of high quality elements, muzzle flashes, explosions, and fire. And there's some great demo videos online. Click on the tour and the gallery demo and the VFX breakdown to learn about things like this cool car explosion where this big explosion just happens right behind this bus, as well as the motion graphics opportunities and a few other cool things to keep in mind. And if you know anything about buying stock footage, there's 500 elements and you get it for only $100 or the full 2K film resolution for $249. So if you know anything about buying stock footage, you know that's a great deal, and we really went all out. So that's the end of my pitch, and really, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm Andrew Kramer, videocopilot.net. Now, if I can just find a blueprint for a tutorial that would actually be good, then we'd be in business.